Welcome to the Spin Axis Podcast. I'm Eric Barzeski.
I'm Jason Nickel.
I'm Tyson Deskins.
In this episode, we're going to talk about what I'm calling kind of the three master moves, the three main moves, the three gross moves, not disgusting, but large. The three main things that you should probably look at first. If you're not doing one of these three things in your golf swing well, or within a normal window of operation that good players do, then you probably should look at one of these things before you look at the micro moves or the smaller moves or like what your wrists are exactly doing. This is something that all good golfers typically have in common. Almost all good golfers do. Let's just get into number one. There's a lateral component to the golf swing. Most good players move away from the target a little bit, mostly with their center, their pelvis area. Okay, not a big head movement necessarily, but they move laterally away from the target, and then they move much more than they moved away toward the target late in the backswing and into the early downswing.
There's a lateral shift off of the ball. We see that with all good players. Literally tonight had a young middle school golfer who has built a really solid golf swing. And he took a few swings and I had the video up and he goes, oh, I think I'm swaying off the ball a little bit.
People are so afraid of swaying that they don't move athletically.
So they're so afraid of it, right? I'm like, hang on a second. Let's just watch this. And I said, look, yes, set up P1 to position 2 or the shaft parallel in the backswing. I'm like, look, yeah, you've shifted your pelvis about an inch and a half off the ball.
Oh, no.
That's what we see great players do.
Yep.
I'm like, now watch what happens as this club gets to the top and you see the club get to the top or P4 and his pelvis is already back to center. Mm-hmm. So his lower body is moving forward while the club is still going back. And if let's just say he was hitting balls by himself and he's concerned about that shift and he stops trying to shift away, well, now he's 2.5-3 inches ahead of the ball with his lower body at the top, right? Which is way too far.
And he's stuck in a different way because people that shift forward,
that's right,
during the backswing, they often can't do much
in
the downswing. They're kind of stuck on their front leg.
Too early. Yeah. The golf swing's an athletic motion. Like, I honestly think for a bit there, not to get into where we were coming from teaching wise, but there was like a bit there. It was like swinging in a phone booth. It's like,
yeah.
Why are we doing that? Like, I don't understand. Like, you want to hit it shorter and shorter? No one wants to do that.
Yeah, and if your trail foot is the outside of the phone booth, I'm not asking you to sway outside of that on the backswing.
Yep.
We can put our leg a little bit more vertically over it, though. I see some people that will straighten their right leg, their trail leg, try to shove their pelvis forward during the backswing. That's an easy way to cause that ankle to roll to the outside. I like to have people shift their pelvis almost over that right leg. Trail leg, turn their right side of their pelvis back to gain some depth with that side. And that keeps a very stable right foot or trail foot. I keep saying right tonight, but trail foot 1 to 3 inches back, right? That's what I have from almost everyone in my Gears database. 1 to 3 inches back. Ideally, you see movement back from 1 to 2.
Yep.
From 2 to 3, it slows down and almost starts to reverse. And right around 3 is when I like to see lateral movement forward.
Yep.
From the pelvis, from the hips, from the legs, whatever you want to kind of look at to measure. On video, works fine for this kind of stuff. You're not going to get exact numbers, but forward from 3 to 4 to 5. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get to 4 and 5, that's when that lead leg starts to push. It helps you open. We'll get to that in a bit. But back 1 to 3 inches, forward anywhere from a net starting at 0 at setup. So -1 to 3, but you're already kind of cruising forward around 0 around the top. You know, you should kind of recenter around the top and then anywhere from 3 to 7 inches forward, depending on your height, your size, the club you're hitting,
shot shape,
just your general pattern. Yeah. Shot shape preferences, all that stuff. Do you guys see anything differently from those?
No, those are awesome.
Yeah, no, I don't see anything different. And to your point of, like Jason was saying a second ago, I think there's been trends in golf instruction. And I think there was a trend in golf instruction for a while as well to straighten the right leg, right? To literally make that right leg get, you know, I would hope there wasn't a teacher out there saying lock it out. But for a while, we were trying to make everybody.
I don't like the word straighten because straighten says straight. You can't be
correct.
More straight. You can be, there's straight and not straight. anytime I try to say do something,
it lengthens,
lose flexion,
extend, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
If we're talking about like an elbow or something like that. But yeah, I like to say extend, but there were some people saying straighten.
Yeah. And what ends up happening is you don't ever load that right hip. And what you were describing, Eric, a second ago was actually loading that hip, right? So you can get back out of it. And you can really feel it when you actually load that with how you described, right? Where you do let it shift to the right and then turn the hip back or away from the ball. You feel that hip load.
Yeah. And there's internal rotation in that right hip and so on. If you straighten the right leg, trail leg, you're going to generally do what I call turn your leg into a stick or a pole. And a stick or a pole is not very athletic. It can't really do a whole lot of things. It just basically acts as like a point around which stuff rotates, and we don't want to rotate around our
right. I'll see that often a lot when a person's like feeling like they're trying to rotate their hips, but then they just sort of change their knee flexions, and so the lead knee just sort of bends out and kicks towards like almost straight instead of, you know, towards the trail leg.
Yep.
And then the trail leg just hyperextends. It goes goes straight, and they lock it out. And it's like, it's not what we want.
That's not a lateral move that we want to talk about or really see from somebody. So if you can't get the lateral stuff, a quarterback throwing a ball, a baseball pitcher throwing a ball, any type of throwing, if it's more than like a 3-yard pass or something, the person is going to rock back a little bit, start stepping forward while the ball is still going back, and then deliver the ball once they've kind of landed on their front foot.
Yeah.
Tennis, same thing. Like there's a lot of back and then forward in almost any sport we play.
Yep.
Yeah, I posted a clip on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it nowadays. Were they going to go back? Are they going back to X? Gosh, I hope they do.
Twitter,
Or go back to Twitter instead of X.
We'll see.
Of a pitcher. He's just working at some studio or whatever, working on his motion. And you see him sort of step away and then fall literally into a wall. And I'm like, yes, that's like, you know, this is why pitchers often really are really good at the transition, and they play pretty good golf because they get that move down.
Yep.
And they typically have pretty good club head speed, right? Because they're so used to that transfer.
Yep. The second main move is obviously rotational, okay? And the rotation is strange because we're bent forward, but it doesn't have to be that strange because what I do for my starters, that's what I call them instead of beginners, I have a starter set, right? What I do is I have them stand up with their arms just straight out at their sides like that, and I have them just say, you have to look at the mirror. Nobody ever does it for some reason. I say, look at yourself in the mirror the whole time. And I'll say, turn to the right like that. And everybody just looks over to the right. I'm like, it's just kind of amusing me to watch.
Uh-huh.
I have like a bet with myself in my head every time.
Everyone does.
Look at the mirror, turn your chest 100 degrees to the right. Keep your arms straight out of your side and like turn your hand or arm past your face in the mirror. And that's it. And I have them do that a few times. Sometimes I'll put a club across their shoulders, holding the club up high on their collarbones and do that same thing. And I point out, like, look, you've got plenty of room between your chin and your shoulder for you to rotate that way. It's just rotation.
Yep.
Their legs move, their hips move, like stuff moves without them having to think or worry about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have them bend over, and I usually have them bend their knees a little bit more than they would in a golf swing because I like to feel them loading into that trail hip. I don't like to, if your legs don't have a lot of bend, it's a lot easier for your knee to rotate out. And if your leg is bent, it's a lot easier to get that internal rotation into that hip because your knee tends to want to stay pointing in the direction it's bent. And then I have them just feel the same rotation and their legs change flex a little bit, but they turn pretty well, right? The trail side stretches and expands kind of up and around. The lead side crunches a little bit and flexes a little bit because you're turning around your forward inclination.
Yep.
But it's just mechanically, it's roughly the same movement as rotating while you're standing up. I don't like the phrase rotating around your spine because your spine rotates too. It's not just stable and you're somehow moving around it. That would be something you should seek medical help for if that's happening. But it's just the rotation back and through. And so in some ways, the rotation to me is the simplest of these moves. But it's also the most complex because it's the toughest to do for a lot of people.
Yeah, you don't do it every day.
Yeah, on an incline with, you know, a metal stick with a face that's not very big trying to hit a ball towards a target.
But we'll get to the arms with the third thing. But just the rotation itself, when I isolate that to just that move, it's usually fairly simple. And you'd be surprised how many beginners get it.
Absolutely. And I always say this, Eric, I do the same drill with beginners or people that have played golf for a long time that just aren't good at it, right? I'll do that same drill where I put the club across their collarbone,
right,
and make them turn. And like the thing that I always say is I don't think that I've ever met somebody yet who's not flexible enough to turn enough. They just don't know how, right? You got to learn how. And that drill oftentimes is like, listen, go to the same thing. Go home, do it in front of a mirror, record yourself, whatever. I promise you'll learn how to do that. And then when you can put the arms out, it's going to be easier.
Learn to turn with Tyson Deskins.
Learn to turn. It just, I just never have met somebody who can't do it physically. We don't need 120 degrees a turn, you know? Yeah.
And then the same drill almost, but then you put that through the belt loops.
Absolutely.
Right? And then you get them to connect it coming down and through impact. And you get the people that, you know, stand up out of posture coming back down because they're trying to get out of that tilt because it feels uncomfortable. And all of a sudden the alignment sticks don't touch. And you're like, okay, well, here's a great drill for you again at home. Once you get more and more comfortable to do this, because if you can do this without a club in your hand, well, now we're on the first steps of like the major movements of how we want to turn and rotate inside that tilt.
Yeah. And it's strange because you get a lot of the rotation stuff. I say the word pelvis a lot these days. In the past 3 years, I've said the word pelvis a lot in golf lessons because I've stopped saying the word hips, but yeah, that whole area, right? In the middle of your body, it's very important because it's in the middle of you. We've all seen people that don't turn their pelvis much and then wonder why they can't turn their shoulders a lot.
Yep.
So then they usually bend their arms too much or do some other stuff to get the club to go back far enough. Or we see people that just freewheel and just spin their hips 70 degrees back. And you're like, oh, okay, I can see your whole belt buckle recording down the line here. That's a little too much because even Rory McIlroy doesn't have fast enough hips to get back to a playable, very good playable position from a 70 degree hip turn.
Right.
Even if you had Rory's hip speed, you're still only getting to 20 degrees open to impact.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a 70-year-old dude. You're not going to get back to 20 degrees open to impact from a 70-degree hip turn in the backswing. So the pelvis turn in the backswing is a strange one to people. But at the same time, if you just have them bend forward and having just done the stick across the shoulders or something, most people turn their pelvis 40, 45 degrees.
Absolutely. I just don't think it takes as much mobility. Now, in saying that, typically, you do that drill with somebody for the first time. The first couple times they do it, you're going to hear some groans like, oh, it's like, but typically it's just because they're actually feeling a stretch of some of those muscles that they've never felt before.
Yep.
By the fourth or fifth rep that they do it, you can just see the ease of, you know, them getting back behind or rotating much more from the chest, from the pelvis. It's like, man, you're on your way. You're learning how to do this.
I think I've said before, I like to tell people to do their golf yoga for a few minutes every day. Just turn 130 degrees. Like, you're not hitting a ball. You're just in your house. Just stretch your range of motion and see. Because if it's a little bit of a struggle to get to 130 degrees, 110 should be no problem, or 100 should be no problem.
That's right.
Yep.
Yep. Love that. What would be on the third? What's the next one, Eric?
The third one is just what your arms do. And it's kind of funny because, like, people say, it feels like I'm chopping wood. That's actually pretty close to what your arms do in a golf swing, right? If you think about the triangle of your arms, and your right arm's a little, your trail arm, goodness, tonight, I'm just going to say right arm.
Sorry, all the left-handers out there.
If you're a lefty, please turn off the show.
You're listening for Jason? Sorry. Your right arm, I'm just going with it, okay? We're just doing it.
That's right.
The lefties are used to flipping stuff around anyway. And your right arm's a little bit lower than your left arm. But for the most part, you have an isosceles triangle for your arms across your collarbones down your arms. If you bend your right arm 80 degrees or so and hinge the club up, that side of the triangle gets shorter and the hands move to in front of your right shoulder. Then you also rotate your forearms about 45 degrees to the right. Is a little bit less if you have a little bit more upright swing, a little bit more if you have a flatter swing, maybe somewhere around there. Okay, roundish numbers. Depends on your height and all kinds of other stuff. But you rotate supination and pronation, right? Your hands, your forearms roll to the right 45 degrees or so. If you kind of assemble that package and let your arm go a little bit more outside your right shoulder, but, you know, outside edge of your right shoulder. And if you carry that package to the top of the rotation, you'll find that the club is kind of planed in a good spot. And that's it. And then the downswing is literally just not even the rotation back, but just kind of dropping those arms back to where they were kind of at setup, paired with the lateral and the rotation. And so for a lot of people, they'll like rotate it too much early and then they have to counter rotate it to get back to the top, or they won't rotate it like Matt Wolf and then they have to like rotate it a ton at the top. And so the rotation and the up, a lot of people mess this up by just pulling their arms around themselves. I used to tell my juniors, and I think I've said on this podcast, body equals around, arms equal up and down.
Yep.
I've kind of stopped saying it that way. I just say it now as this is what your arms do.
Yeah.
And let them figure out that they go up and down. It doesn't matter whether your chest is facing up, down, north, south, east, or west. For your arms to do that motion up with a little bit of rotation, it doesn't matter. It feels the same because your shoulder muscles and your arm muscles and your wrist muscles and stuff are not involved in the rotation of your body much. So if you just move your arms there, and that, if your trail elbow moves off your ribs some to a little bit more than some, fine. You're probably still in a good window. That's it. That's all they do. They go up with a little bit of rotation to the trail side, and then they come down. That's the major main move. Then that's number three. And we see we teach a lot of lessons, all of us, where we're telling people how to use their wrists and arms to not do stuff in other directions.
Yeah. Sorting out the backswing helps like so many golfers more than like, all right, here's your downswing. Here's what you should feel through impact. It's like, all right, let's get the backswing, the initial movement, the takeaway, and all of a sudden everything starts falling into a better position.
It's very rare that we can get someone. We can have someone that swings 10 degrees out or 10 degrees left, 10 degrees right, 10 degrees left. And we can put them in a different top of the backswing position and say, okay, hit the ball from there.
Yeah.
And you draw the line kind of on a 2D thing, or you look at the launch monitor and it'll say 1.7 degrees out. And the club goes down that line and up the other side of their body on that line again. And they're like, oh. Right. They weren't spending a lot of energy off plane to try to get the club to meet the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all seen the classic drill, right? You get in your setup, you sort of get the club, you put the shaft on your right shoulder, you turn, you push your arms away.
Yeah. And that would have the club a little bit across the line.
Across the line.
When you push it out, you technically would need to twist it a little bit.
Twist as well. That's right. So, and that will plane it just like Eric just described with what the arms do, but it's a close representation. And I think people are doing way too much with their arms. And would you guys agree? A lot of people are doing way too much with their arms because they don't have the lateral shift and they're not rotating properly. So they're trying to do it all with the arms. Is that fair?
Bang on.
You watch beginner golfers on the range, you know, what do? They just pick the club up and put it over their heads with their arms.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Make a big long swing. They just
pick up
their arms late, and they go fling over top of their head, and then they throw it from the top.
Yep, absolutely. And then they're trying to twist their hips as far open as they can and through the golf ball, and like they didn't ever set them up to begin with in the backswing, right? So
yeah.
So I found that if you out there are not taking lessons from somebody and you're just looking at your own golf swing, look at these three main things. Ask yourself, am I shifting properly? Is my lateral in order? Is my rotational in order? Am I turning properly? Am I turning my pelvis the right amount? Am I staying kind of centered? Or am I turning around my trail hip socket? See, now that I said I'm going to say right, I'm saying trail all the time. Anyway, am I turning around the center of my pelvis and the center of my chest? Or is my head moving all over the place or what? And on the follow through, am I getting enough turn? Honestly, if you're not getting lateral enough, it's tough to get enough turn. Also in the downswing. And then third, am I using my arms properly? Which is less than you probably are.
Way less for most.
You will probably use your arms less than you think you are supposed to. Look at those things. If one of those three things is out of whack, who cares if your wrist goes into an extra 10 degrees of flexion, right? Because you're probably not doing something else right. I mean, get your grip and your setup and stuff in order. Get those basic things in order first. But look at these three main things first, and it should see a big improvement in what you're doing.
I think a massive improvement. Those are three big things. And I think every golfer listening, if they focus on those, they would improve pretty drastically.
And remember, you can always find us on online at thespinaxis.com, or you can always find us on all social medias at The Spin Axis.
I feel like I have to say this at the end here. Lefties, I hope you stayed and listened. Definitely subscribe, share this with your friends. We'll see you next time.